soon as you hear the beat.
Like a version.
I chose this song because I wanted something that I knew really well.
It was an earworm. It grabbed me straight away. Surprised myself. Every time I do something like this, a little bit of me just comes out of my shell.
And nervous, all of the above.
There's no rules, it's your moment.
I'm just all in.
Like a version
on Triple J.
Yes, sir, Friday. You know how we do it by now. We play that theme, it goes on forever, and it means big things are coming. Like a version, an original, and a cover. Man, some hot off the press moments coming up. We've got some people in the spotlight, teenage dads. What's happening? Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
How you doing?
Dude, we're feeling good. I feel like we should acknowledge the elephant in the room. Damn, tell me about that hottest 100. Teddy, 63. Huge. Congratulations.
Woohoo.
Yeah, we're so happy about it. Didn't really expect to get in, let alone that high. So
yeah, Couldn't believe it. Little Teddy getting up there.
Where were you guys when you heard the news? How did you celebrate?
I was actually working in like regional Victoria at a skate comp. So I was like on the mic doing the emceeing, and the other boys were all celebrating at our singer's house with all our families and friends.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of stuff are you saying on the mic at the skate comp though? Like what kind of admin did you have to do?
It's very much the hype and plugging the councils and, you know, doing the, you know, shout out to the YMCA and the Glen Elg Shire Council for putting on these events. Make sure you come out. And just like the best part is when there's a really little kid skating and obviously they're not doing much, but you just can flat out lie about what tricks they're doing. They'll be going like 2 kilometers an hour. Yo, triple backflip, backflip this huge rail. And it's just super exciting.
That feels like gaslighting, though.
It is very much
gaslighting a vulnerable kid. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I actually think gaslighting in a positive way is just manifesting for that kid. So actually, I think you're doing a really cool thing.
Thank you, Conchetta.
Hey, babe, I got you. Look, this is your first like a version, guys. Are you feeling nervous or are you feeling super confident off the back of the hottest 100?
Yeah, well, how are you feeling, Angus? I'm feeling pretty good about it.
I think I'm feeling pretty good. We've put in the work.
Yeah, we've practiced it lots. So hopefully it comes together.
You're going to do a triple backflip?
Oh, Angus has done that once before, I believe, on stage.
Was that really true? How close did you come to a move like that?
When we did the Spacey run, it was just like lying about things that you did on stage where everyone's looking at you and like everything is visible and can be called out on. Because yeah. I spoke to one of the photographers afterwards. I was like, I did a triple backy earlier. Did you see? He's like, really? No, I missed it. I was like, oh, that sucks. I was like, I'll just do it tomorrow. He's like, yeah, do it tomorrow. And then the next day I was like, did it again. He's like, really?
I missed it. Man, what are the chances?
What kind of photographer are you, bro?
It's like, that's a key moment.
What about those shows? It must be sick, like, you know, playing Lime Cordial, Spacey Jane. Have they imparted any particular wisdom or something that you've observed in their sort of process that you reckon you'll take into 2023?
I think a big thing is just the fact that they've been so supportive of more upcoming artists. You know, they've given us unreal opportunities, and I think everyone should just kind of pay it forward as well. So we really hope with, you know, if the growth of our band continues, we'd love to do the same sort of thing. Just really like
pass it on.
Yeah, pass it on. If you have that opportunity to give younger artists in their career a platform to play in front of bigger audiences and stuff, like go for it. And also just being really nice. You know, we play with so many older bands like over the years, like dad rock bands, and they're just bastards to you.
Yeah.
But then playing with great bands like that, and you're like, oh, people are actually just really nice.
Yeah.
And they're like more successful too. So it kind of, in your head, you're like, well, if they're busy and mean, it's like, it's fine. Like they're so like, you know, whatever. But for the ones that are actually the busiest to be the nicest, it's a good thing to take on, I suppose, eh?
Absolutely.
Mm. Being nice is so underrated. It is one of the coolest things that you can be, and it makes you feel really good. Now, look, you guys are nice as hell. I feel like we should get into your original. So are you going to play the number 63 for us?
I think we will, yeah. Feeling pretty good about it.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, well, let us know what you're thinking. Let us know where you're listening at. 0439757555. Teenage Dads in for Like a Version. We're kicking off with the original, Bryce and Cheddar, and this is them doing Teddy on Triple J. Triple J for Like a Version. We've got Teenage Dads in. You know we've got to kick off with the original. That's, of course, that number 63 winning song in the Hottest 100, Teddy on Triple J. And don't forget, hang with us because we're going to get that cover very soon. Before we do, I am curious, because you guys met in high school, right?
Correct, yeah.
Have you got any early high school talent quest kind of nightmare situations that happened to you guys? Because I feel like high school talent quests are a real character building ground, and every band has had a real dodgy one that just scarred them for life. Or maybe you're the exception to the rule. I don't know.
Yeah. We got asked to play at our final like year 12 assembly in like the big hall in front of the whole school, and they're like, can you please play the Australian anthem or whatever, something like that.
Mm.
And like, yeah, sweet, sweet. And then when we started playing, Jordy told everybody to stand up in the school, and then we just played All Star by Smash Mouth. Which is like,
oh my God.
And it ended up being really cool, and like all the year 12s just started dancing and stuff, and it kind of made this whole school gig, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
That was kind of funny. There's flash mobs, people were doing flips.
Yeah. Wow.
Your first ever gig and you smashed it.
People were doing flips. That's kind of hard.
I bet
flips.
If we tracked down people who were there, they would still remember.
Yeah, fully.
Look, it's time for us to get a little clue for who you're covering today for Like a Version. What have you got?
So, if you were holding a Vortex, you would be holding a Wahoo.
Mm. Oh, mic drop.
Isn't
for that
one of
clue.
You guys obsessed with like Vortex throwing? Isn't it Vinny?
Yeah, kind of that's, Yeah, that's me. My number two passion in life.
Yeah. So maybe this is, is it related to that? Is this just, who knows?
It's very cryptic.
Holding like a wahoo in your hand. 0439757555. If you think you know what the cover might be from Teenage Dads for Like a Virgin this morning, text in, let us know. We'll get some news up here and we'll chat more right after this on Triple J.
Like a Virgin.
I chose this song because I wanted something that I knew really well.
It was an earworm. It grabbed me straight away. Surprised myself. Every time I do something like this, a little bit of me just comes out of my shell.
And nervous, all of the above.
There's no rules, it's your moment.
I'm just all in.
Like a Virgin
on Triple J.
Yes, sir. Concetta Caristo, are you pumped?
Of course I'm pumped. You've just heard the most crazy cryptic clue. I've been thinking about it myself. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, can you guys repeat it in your words, Teenage Dads? What was the clue for your Like a Virgin coming up?
Yeah, so if you're holding a vortex or the little frisbee things, you'll be holding a wahoo.
And that's it.
That's it.
Immediate that's full stop. A wahoo.
All
okay.
you get. A wahoo.
Well, text us if you think you know it. 0439757555. And, you know, actually, we have been having a bit of fun in this chat. And, you know, it's really nice to have you in this morning. Do you mind if I get a little serious for a sec, Teenage Dads? Is that cool?
Absolutely.
Dim the lights.
Not to throw a curveball at you guys, but is it... Am I overstepping by saying it feels like maybe you guys have a bit of a gaming addiction?
Oh, everybody except for me.
Oh, okay.
We are kind of in a group setting. It is kind of a trigger for Vince to divulge. But
I played video games when I was younger, but then I don't know.
You grew up.
I think my parents took them away from me, but then the other boys kept going. However, just recently... bit of a fangirl moment. We played Halo at the Parkway Drive House, which is a band I used to really like.
How did you end up there playing Halo? Who got the invite?
So I befriended the drummer's brother a little while ago. I used to ride scooters professionally, and he saw my videos on Instagram, and I think I used like Parkway Drive songs on it because I thought it was sick.
Yeah.
Eventually, I met him at a show, and then he started just inviting me to the shows, and then... when we'd go up to Byron, which is where they're from, we would just hang out. And we were up there not too long ago and doing some recording. And he's like, do you guys want to come over and play Halo? And we're like, yes. That's sick. And then the next day, he's like, do you guys want to come back over again?
Oh, that's right? Yeah. What an in, you know?
Who's good in Parkway Drive at Halo? We were smoking?
We were actually the warm-up.
Yeah, so
what?
They were having a big tournament with the band and all their friends on like the Friday.
Oh my god, it's like a LAN party or is this
online?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh. There was like three separate TVs set
That's
up around
crazy.
The room.
That's crazy.
So we were there the couple days prior. Jed was warming up on us basically. but from what I know, I think Winston and Jeff, Winston's the vocalist and Jeff's the guitarist. I think they're the best in the band, from what I know.
Interesting.
Well, look, I'm ready. I'm ready to hear the cover. You've given us the clue. If you want to say it one more time.
If you were holding a vortex or a frisbee, you would be holding a wahoo.
Okay. So what the hell does
that mean? Now it's time for the reveal. Teenage Dads, what does this mean? What is the song that we're covering today for Like a Virgin?
Do you want to sync up on the reveal?
Oh, yeah. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh, uh-oh. Oh, that's the clue revealed. Can we say the song title?
Is that Wahoo? That's you doing a Wahoo or something?
Yeah.
Wahoo, Wahoo.
It's a very, very poor attempt at matching the lyrics of the song
Wahoo.
With a word that exists.
So what's the song?
It's Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I just love where your brain went with that.
That was that clue was a bombshell. It was a curveball that never came back.
It is gone.
No, it's
it
a vortex gone. Without the whistle. It's just like
in my head, I want to be like, why did you choose this song? And I'm expecting your answer to be like, well, I love vortexes, love Wahoo. So we tried to think of a song that connected to a Wahoo.
Yeah, absolutely.
You actually went the other way.
Yeah. No, So now we all kind of grew up with the song. There wasn't really much of a personal connection other than that, but Ollie Limeback from Lime Cordial actually suggested it, and it was one of the first ones we were like, oh, actually, that's, you know, it's a fun song. We could totally see ourselves doing it, and there's like a lot of opportunity to play around with it and stuff.
Yeah.
That's the connection, if there was one, if that makes sense.
This totally makes sense. This is going to be great. Look, I'm excited. I mean, Lime Cordial know how to do a great, like, a version. So if this is a personal recommendation, very excited to see how you guys spin it. Please, if you are listening and want to let us know what you're thinking, 0439757555, give us your name. What do you think? Teenage Dads covering The Buggles. Video killed the radio star for Like a Version on Triple J, whenever you guys are ready. I tell you what, it's tough being on the radio and hearing a song like that without going into complete rage. Video killed the radio star.
Hey, you're coming for my gig.
As covered by Teenage Dads for Like a Version. But you know what? How could you be mad at that? Guys, beautiful. Well how done, how are we you, feeling? Nice you. To have it off the chest. How are you feeling about it?
Just relieved, to be honest. Practice it so many times. It's nice to just Just sitting
it's,
in bed.
It's good. It's good. It's done.
Sitting in bed, just hearing.
Yeah, yeah. Just constantly in the head. But no, we're great. Does the clue make sense now?
You know what?
You know?
I like it.
I think it's a real inventive clue. It's a clue that you walk around the street and turn at the corner and you're like, oh, that's... Yeah, no, it was meant to be a compliment. Sorry.
Experimental.
All right, well, we got to let you go. Teenage dads, we got to let you go. Hey, you've been doing so many shows. I know that the tour isn't over. So if you can, go online, check out dates. There's a few more coming up if you can get tickets. And then what? Do you get to rest or is it still grinders season 2023 teenage dads?
2023 is the grind.
Really?
Yeah, we're grinding, baby. Today we've like just announced our new EP called Midnight Driving that's coming out. Oh,
yeah,
explosions.
Why not?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's a huge announcement. Okay, great.
Yeah, we're really pumped to finally put it out. We've had lots of people. We play a lot of the songs at the past shows and stuff, and a lot of people have been messaging us, so really happy to finally drop it. March 3rd, it's going to come out.
Beautiful. So, March
3rd. Yes,
put that
exciting.
In the calendar.
Keep
all right.
Your
thanks,
eyes peel.
Thanks for the exclusive hot tip. Beautiful. Teenage dads. An absolute pleasure. Look, congratulations. You've done it. You've nailed it. And I'm excited to hear this EP very soon and catch a couple more live shows. And yeah, we'll chat soon, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Bryce and Conchetta.
Bye.
Pleasure. Hang with us. It's Bryce and Conchetta on Triple J. And we're going to let you know who's doing Like a Virgin next week, right after this.